This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the post-game show as we are joined in the booth by Salisbury head coach Jim Berkman. This was a team that certainly had a good defense for you last year. Your offense got clicking early. Your defense did a nice job shutting them down. What did you see out there?
Well, you know, I thought that we played extremely well in the first quarter. You know, if it wasn't for six saves by their goalie, I think we probably would have been up 7-8-0 in the first quarter. But I really liked our ball movement. I liked the opportunities that we were getting. You know, and he had a couple saves in big one-on-one, so we were getting the ball inside. But I just thought that, you know, our tacks just really starting to play a lot better right now. You know, they're just kind of coming together at the right time. That first line is really, really playing well. And the emergence of Bromwell in the second line and you know, but it was too bad that Rotman got hurt tonight with the Achilles. But then Christian Ottenritter came in and took his spot. I think going forward that we have two very solid midfield lines to go with an emerging attack. And, you know, we've had the lockdown defense all year long. And so we're going to be a tough out from this point forward, I think, as we continue to get better and improve on offense. But I really like the way we played tonight, the way we came out. I thought it was a great effort by all.
Do you have any indication on how severe Shake Rotman's injury was?
Yeah, I think he strained his Achilles pretty bad. I don't know if it was a rupture. I just think it was a strain. You know, and he was just starting to really come into his own a little bit. We'll see how it is tomorrow with the swelling and everything. You know, the good news is it was almost like a four-man second line anyways with Christian Ottenritter, who's been playing on the second line most of the year. So it was good to see Christian come off the bench and really stick one in his absence there after he went down, and as we move forward, for him to have this confidence heading into the big game on Saturday.
Looking at your defense, they did a very nice job against a very potent offense that wasn't able to get many opportunities in this game. Will Nuesnik stepping up on that top defensive grouping. Four cause turnovers in this game. Talk about him in this
game. I thought Will had an outstanding game. It was his best game to date, you know, but he's getting a little bit better each and every day. You know, he adds speed to the defense, and his stick skills are definitely something that really helps down there also. But to limit them to 10 shots in three quarters, which is six less than goals they've been scoring per game, just to show you how much dominating effort it was down there on the defensive end today.
You talked about Matt Hayden made some pretty good saves. There were a lot of offensive opportunities early on, and it seemed to just continue that way throughout the game as they were unable to get their transition offense going. You talked about it in the pregame with their transition offense being dangerous and having to stop them. Mission accomplished, I suppose.
Yeah, I just thought that we played really good on defense, and, you know, and we also took them a little bit out of their patterns. We have good matchups against their guys. But it was, you know, just again, it was a very good effort overall by everybody. You know, we're starting to hit on all eight cylinders, I think.
Sean Fitzgerald last year took a lot of shots from distance, and he scored a lot of goals. This year, ton of assists. Are we seeing a change in his game plan, or is that always kind of what he's shown to you?
Well, Fitzy's always had pretty good eyes. You know, I think it's a little bit to do with you know, who you're playing with and what the team's given up, you know. And, you know, this year he's going to the goal a little bit harder initially, which creates that initial slide. And, you know, he's getting opportunities as a result of that maybe he didn't get last year because, you know, Donnie and Corbin dominated the ball a little bit more. You know, he's taking what the game's given him, and, you know, he's doing a great job on man up, because I think two or three were on man up today, and him spotting open people on the backside that led to some easy man up goals. Again, that's two games in a row that we've seen. We're 5 for 5 last game, and 4 for 6. So I think we're 9 out of our last 11 on man up. So that's a good sign going forward.
As this man up unit seems to be getting more and more consistent, getting a lot stronger, how much of that can you credit to Kalama's getting his play going at the right time, Blondino coming back?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, you know, and I also think, you know, every game that JB plays, he's going to be a better lacrosse player. And then I think it's only going to get better as Mike kind of settles into that left-handed attack spot, too. You know, that's something that's not really where he's been before, but he's doing a good job. He's getting underneath. It's almost like we're playing with two crease guys at times.
Last question for you. Frostburg's next. Big game on the road. the only two undefeated teams left in the conference as far as conference play goes. What do you see for what you need to do to get your team ready for that game?
I think we just got to play like we did tonight. We know who their guys are. We know where our matchups are going to be. We know how they play defense. There's no surprises. We know what we've got to do and where we got to move the ball against them. It's going to be a battle for 60 minutes, but, you know, if we play like we did tonight offensively, we're going to be a tough out for anybody.
Well, thank you, Coach, as always.
Thank you, Rod.
Good luck on the road.